第一处在旧约哈该书,
First in Old Testament, the book of Haggai.
旧约的第三卷书, 后面第三卷书,
it's the third book to the last in Old Testament.
第二章,
Chapter 2.
弟兄姊妹翻到了啊, 我来念。
Brothers and sisters, after you have found the passage, allow me to read it for you.
第二章第六节,
Chapter 2, verse 6.
万军之耶和华如此说, 国不多时, 我必再次的震动天地, 沧海与寒地。 第七节,
Verse 7.
我必震动万国, 万国的珍宝, 特别注意那个小字啊，我们不知道英文圣经可能没有，中文圣经有一个小字，我们需要特别的注意。
The Chinese Bible says that they will come with the wealth of all nations, but some of the English versions might have this same phrase translated as, I will shake all nations and they shall come to the desire of all nations. Please pay special attention to this. They shall come to the desire of all nations.
和做万国所羡慕的必来到，万国所羡慕的必来到。我想这里是预言到弥赛亚的第一次来和弥赛亚的第二次来，这是万国万民所羡慕的。
And here this verse prophesies the Lord's first and second coming. Our Lord is the desire of all nations.
我就是这殿满了荣耀，这是万军之耶和华说的。啊，我们来看新约。Now
we will read New Testament.
马太24章。
Matthew 24.
14节。
Verse 14.
马太福音第24章第14节。
The Gospel according to Matthew chapter 24 and verse 14.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。你们看见先知大以理所说的那行毁坏可憎的，站在圣地，读这经的人需要。 回忆,
Verse 25.
我想这里讲到大义里所说的那一位, 我们知道这一位就是基督, 就是666, 也就是启示录, 第13章, 所提到的这位基督。
Verse 15 speaks of the prophecy the prophet Daniel referred to as the Antichrist, as the 666, and it's the same one mentioned in Revelation chapter 13.
这是非常重要的一个非常特殊的一个sign.
So this is a very important and very special sign.
这是关于主的再来的一个sign.
Regarding the coming of our Lord.
你们看见先知大以理所说的那行毁坏的可憎的站在圣地，读这经的人需要回忆, 16节。
Verse 16.
那时在犹太的应当逃到山上，在房上的不要下来拿家里的东西。 在田里的也不要回去取衣裳，到那些日子怀孕的男孩子的有祸了。你们应当祈求，叫你们逃走的时候不遇见冬天或是安息日。第21节。Verse
21.
为什么?
Why?
因为那时必有大的灾难，大的灾难，从世界的起头直到如今，没有这样的灾难，后来也必没有。若不减少那日子。 凡有血气的，总没有一个得救的。Verse
22.
这是为着选民，那日子必减少了。我们知道只有三年半，1260天，42个月。So
for the 3.5 years, 1260 days and 42 months for this great tribulation.
好，我们来看约翰，我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
First Thessalonians, chapter 1.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
我们看第一节
Verse
1到第六节
To verse
6请你念吧第一节到第六节
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 1 to verse 6 But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober.
弟兄姊妹，主来的日子，我们到底知道不知道？
So brothers and sisters, do we really know the day of the Lord?
主说我们不知道。
The Lord says we do not know it.
我们也都知道，我们也都说不知道。
And also at the same time, we all say we do not know it.
但是第五章，保罗在这里写信给提撒罗尼迦教会，他说：“弟兄们，你们却不在黑暗里，叫那日子临到你们像贼一样。你们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子。我们不是说黑夜的。”也不是说冤案的，所以我们不要睡觉，像别人一样，总要警醒警守。我们都是警醒警守，这个是我们知道。
But as Paul wrote First Thessalonians, as in verse 4, but you brethren are not, you are not in darkness, so that the day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. You are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and pray and be sober. So if you watch and if you are sober, you will know the day of the Lord.
好，我们最后看启示录第十七章。
Lastly, we will read Revelation chapter 17.
我想这章圣经非常的重要，关于主的第二次的再来。
And I believe this chapter is so important as to our Lord's second coming.
因为这里告诉我们一个非常非常明显的一个 sign， 就是主来的日子。
And here it tells us a very obvious sign regarding the day of the Lord.
啊，我们来看第十七章。
So we will read 17 Revelation.
第七节。
Verse 7.
天使对我说你为什么稀奇呢我要将这女人和堕作她的那个七头四脚兽的奥秘告诉你那七头四脚兽的奥秘告诉你这个兽的奥秘这个兽就是第基督
I will tell you the mystery of the beast with seven heads and ten horns and this beast is the Antichrist
这是个 mystery
and this is a mystery
这当时候是一个 mystery
In those days, it was a mystery.
感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
在我们这个时代，这不再是一个 mystery.
In our time, it no longer is a mystery.
所以但以理书第十二章讲得很清楚，你要把这个话隐藏起来，把这个书封闭起来，一直到末世。
Therefore, Daniel chapter 12 says it so clearly that you will shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end.
所以到了那个幕后的一个时代，这本书要解封，这个话要显露出来。
Now, when it comes to the end of the time, this book will be opened and the word will be revealed.
所以感谢神，我们是处在这个最有福的一个时代。
And thank God that we now exist in the most blessed time.
因为我们知道这个奥秘。
Because we know this mystery.
第八节。
Verse 8.
你们所看见的兽，先前有，如今没有，将要从无底坑里上来，又要归于成人。你们所看见的那个兽，那就是第基督。他先前有的，现在没有，将来还要有，还要归到承认。
The beast that you saw was and is not and will ascend out of the bottomless pit and go to perdition.
我想很多人解释这段经文有很多的不同的解释。
Many people have different explanations to this passage.
先前有，现在没有的那一个第基督。
The Antichrist who was and is not.
有人预言说。这是希特勒。
Some people would prophesy saying, "Oh, this is Hitler."
有人说这是墨索里尼。
And others say it's Mussolini.
有人说这是尼禄王。
And others say this is the King Nero.
有人说这是犹大，卖主耶稣的犹大要复活有一天。
And some others say this is Judas who betrayed our Lord. One day he would be raised up.
我想都不是。
I believe none of that is.
我想我们等会我们再回来。 解释。
And later on, we will expound on this verse.
凡住在地上，名字从创世以来没有记在生命册上的，见先前有，如今没有，以后再有的兽，就必稀奇。第九节。
Verse 9.
智慧的心在此可以思想，那七头就是女人所做的七座山，又是七位王。
Verse 10.
我想七座山是代表着权势 power.
Seven mountains represent power.
又是七位王。
And seven kings also.
这个七位王最好翻译是王朝。
And the best translation of this verse should be there are seven kingdoms.
Dynasty 就是个王朝。
Dynasty.
所以你看底下说已经倾倒了，不是已经死了。假如是王，那讲到王，那就他死了，五位已经死掉了。再来这里说是倾倒了，这个五个王朝都已经倾倒了。
That's why the verse continues to say five have fallen instead of saying five have been dead.
因为有些解经
so these are the dynasties.
因为有些解经家解释这个七个王，他们说是罗马的七个王。
And some expositors say these seven kings are the Roman seven Roman kings.
其实你去看罗马的历史，最少有十位王。
But if you read the Roman history, there are at least 10 kings.
绝对不止七位王。
So it's more than seven kings.
所以这里的七位王不是指着罗马的那个王。
So these seven kings do not refer to.
这个王是指着一个王朝朝代。
Instead, they speak of dynasties.
五位已经倾倒了。
Five have fallen.
一位还在。
One is.
因为写启示录的时候，约翰关在伯马岛的时候，我们知道罗马的帝国还很兴旺，这个王朝还在，第六位还在。
Because when John wrote Revelation, when John was banded on the island Patmos, the Roman Empire was still existing, was still thriving.
前面五位王已经五个王朝倾倒了，是哪个五个王朝呢？
So the five dynasties have fallen. What are these five?
我想很清楚。
Very clearly,
that 五个王朝，一个就是尼禄王朝。
First is the dynasty of Nimrod.
你在创世纪里面，你就可以看到。
If you read Genesis, you could see it.
第二个王朝，
The second dynasty is the dynasty of Syria.
它是把北国灭亡的。
Which destroyed the northern kingdom.
第三个王朝
，The third dynasty,
巴比伦
is the dynasty of Babylon.
巴比伦把这个王朝消灭掉。
It destroyed the dynasty of Assyria.
然后第四个王朝
，And the fourth dynasty.
我们都知道是麦代布斯。
As we know, it's Middle and Persian Empire.
麦代布斯起来又把巴比伦灭掉了。
As Middle Persians rose, they devoured this the Babylon Empire.
然后第五个王朝我们都知道是希腊。
And the next dynasty, as we all know, is Greece.
但是第五王朝又被第六个王朝罗马倾倒。
And the dynasty of Greece was also devoured by Roman dynasty.
所以这一位还在，就是罗马的王朝还在。
Therefore, one is, and this is the Roman dynasty.
一位还没有来到。
And the other has not yet come.
就是第六个王朝。
And that's the sixth dynasty.
还没有来到。
Not yet come.
他来的时候必须暂时存留。
And when it comes, he must continue a short time.
我特别注意第十一节。
Pay special attention to verse 11.
现在就提到第八位，那就是兽。
Now it's mentioned the eighth, and that's the beast.
那就是基督。
And that's Antichrist.
那先前有，如今没有的兽，就是第八位，他也和那七位同立，并且归于沉沦。这个第七位同第八位是密切的关系的。
Now the verse 11, the beast that was and is not is himself also the eighth and is the seventh and is going to perdition. So the seventh and the eighth are so closely related.
我们低头一起祷告。
Your head bowed, please. Let's pray.
父啊，我们一起来到你宝座的跟前，我们俯伏，我们敬拜。
Father, as we come together before your throne, we bow down and we worship you.
我们等候你。
We wait for you.
我们的心等候你。
Our hearts wait for you.
我们一起在这里仰望你的话。
Together, we look up to your word.
主，我们需要你向我们说话。
Oh Lord, we need you to speak to us.
更需要你给我们智慧和启示的灵。
We need even more of the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
能够把你的话启示给我们。
So that your word will be revealed to us.
让我们里面的眼睛能够看见这个意象。
So that our inner eyes will be able to see this vision.
我们感谢你实在是恩待这个幕后的一个时代。
We thank you for you having truly gracious to this end time.
虽然我们在这个幕后最危险的一个时代。
Even though we are in this most dangerous end time.
是一个最黑暗的一个时代。
The darkest time.
是一个最恐怖的一个时代。
The most frightening time.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
我们有你更确切的。那个先知的预言如同灯一样的照在暗处。
We have the most sure and steadfast prophecy as the light shining into the darkness.
让我们能够留意你的预言，这等到诚心出现在我们的心中才是好的。
Help us to pay attention to your prophecy until the day dawning upon in out to our heart.
主啊，在黑暗的时代，有你的话光照我们。
In this dark age, as long as we have your word enlightening us,
我们这些义人的道路是越说越光明，如同黎明的光，越照越明，一直到正午。
As we know, the way of the righteous is burning all the more, all the way to noonday.
主，这个早晨你自己打开你的话，解开你自己的话。
Lord, this morning, open your own word, reveal it to us.
你圣灵来启示我们，光照我们。
Oh, the Holy Spirit, come to reveal it to us and to shine upon us.
把你的仆人交在恩主的手中。
We commit your servant into our gracious Lord.
我们不过是你的仆人。
Oh Lord, we are only your servants.
我们不过是你的器皿。
We are only your vessels.
愿你今天用作这个无用的器皿。
May you use these useless vessels today.
向你的儿女说话。
Speak to your children.
主，让我们的心在这个时候都能归向你。
So that all our hearts will turn towards you at this time.
什么时候我们的心归向你，什么时候我们的拍子就能够出去。
Whenever our hearts are turned towards you, then the veil on our hearts will be moved.
我们就能看见你的荣光。
Then we could see your glory.
看见你的宝座。
We could see your throne.
看见你的权柄。
We could see your authority.
我们俯伏敬拜。
Lord, we simply bow down and worship you.
我们以感谢为祭，我们来献给你。
We will offer to you this sacrifice of praises.
我们的心因耶和华欢喜。
And our hearts rejoice in the Lord.
我们一起来到最喜乐的神的跟前。
Together we have come to the God of our exceeding joy.
我们的心要欢乐，我们用诗歌来赞美你。
Our hearts are joyful, and we will praise you with songs.
基督在我们心中实在成了荣耀的盼望。
Christ in us is the hope of glory.
我们有神，我们也有盼望。
We have God.And we have hope.
在指望中我们能够喜乐。
And we will be joyful in hope.
我们在患难中我们能够忍耐。
Be patient in tribulation.
愿这个段时间主来到我们的中间。
Oh Lord, may you come in our midst during this period of time.
正如诗歌所说，我们的心何等的渴慕你。
Just as the hymn says, how much our hearts long for you.
渴慕你的同在。
Desire your presence.
愿你的圣灵在我们中间运行。
May your Holy Spirit move freely in us.
说你的灵在哪里，哪里能够得到自由。
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there the liberty is.
主，让你的儿女们在这里再次享受神儿女自由的荣耀。
Oh Lord, let your children once again enjoy the glorious liberty of the sons of God.
没有一点的捆绑。
No bondage at all.
没有一点重担。
No burden at all.
没有一点忧伤。
And no grief at all.
我们听见你的话，见到你的容脸。
As we hear your word, and as we see your glorious face.
主，恩待你的使女，恩待你的仆人。
Oh Lord, may you command your grace toward your servant and your maidservant.
按照你丰盛的荣耀，写作你的灵，叫他们里面的灵能够刚强起来。
According to the riches of your glory, that they will be strengthened with might through the Holy Spirit that is in the inner man.
愿主与我们的灵同在。
May the Lord be with our spirit.
我们将祷告祈求，一起等候仰望，因耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask, and we hope in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
2010年这个新年很快已经过掉了半个月的时间。
Now the New Year, 2010 has already half of the month over.
我每一年的元月
，In every January of each year，
无论是我在我自己的教会中，或者出外在其他教会交通的时候，在我信息中总是会提到主的再来。
Whether I am sharing in my own congregation or I'm sharing outside, I always mention the Lord's coming。
在一年的一开始，我愿意用这些话来提醒鼓励弟兄姊妹。
So at the beginning of this year, I would like to share this with you, to encourage you, to remind you.
我想主的再来是每一个蒙恩的儿女的唯一的荣耀的盼望。
I believe the Lord's second coming is the only glorious hope for every child of God.
正大卫所说，如今我等候什么？我的指望是在乎你。
As David said, what am I looking for now? My hope is in you.
我们的指望在乎主的再来。
Our Lord is in the coming of our Lord. Our hope is in the coming of our Lord.
所以你去看每一卷书，每一卷福音书里面，主的再来是一个很重要的一个题目。
As you read every gospel book, the Lord's coming is such a significant theme.
哎呀，我们知道彼得是一个盼望的一个使徒。
We know Peter is the apostle of hope.
他不，这个两卷的彼得前书、后书八章的圣经，只有两章没有提到主的再来。
So the two chapters of the first and second epistle that Peter wrote are mentioned about, except two chapters, each one mentions about the Lord's coming.
他都提到主来的那个荣耀的一个盼望。
He always mentions of the glorious hope of our Lord's second coming.
彼得前书第一章说，你们要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心专心专心盼望主耶稣基督显现的时候带来给你们的救恩。
In 1 Peter, Peter says that, gird up the loins of your mind and be sober, fully rest your hope upon the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
保罗的书信也是一样。
So does Paul's epistles.
我们是天上的国民。
We are the citizens in heaven.
我们是等候我们的救主耶稣基督从天降临。
We are waiting for the Lord our Savior Jesus Christ coming down from heaven.
不要忘记我们都是天上的国民。
Don't you forget that we are all citizens in heaven.
我们是天上的国民在等候什么？等候我们的救主耶稣基督从天降临。
And what are we waiting for? We are waiting for our Savior coming down from heaven.
我想没有一个我们说主的人会的不盼望主的再来的。
I suppose none of the people who belong to God would not hope for His returning.
一个爱主的人，他就盼望主的再来。
He who loves the Lord must desire His coming.
我想没有一个说主的人是不爱我们的主的。
And now those who belong to the Lord would not love our Lord.
虽然我们的爱的程度可能有一些差别。
Even though the degree of our love toward Him might be different.
但是我们都爱我们的主。
However, we all love our Lord.
保罗说，若有人不爱主，这个人是口住的，主要来。
And Paul says, if anybody who does not love the Lord, he is accursed.
一个最咒诅的人就是与神隔绝的人。
He is the most a curse when he is separate from God.
所以我们都是属于主的，我们都是爱主的。
Therefore, we all belong to God and we all love our Lord.
没有一个不爱主，没有一个爱主的不盼望主早日的再来。
No, those who love the Lord would not hope for the Lord's coming.
我们看见雅各书，就旧约的雅各书是讲到基督和教会的那个爱，或者是缩小范围，就是我们与基督之间的爱的关系，那个纯正的爱、纯圣的爱的关系。
Now, as the Song of Songs in the Old Testament speaks of the love between Christ and the church, or to make the scope small, it speaks of the relationship between us and Christ in such a holy, glorious way.
我们看见最后的一章，最后的一节。
And as we read the last chapter, the last verse,
我的良人啊，求你快来，就像羚羊，就像小鹿在青香草的山上。
Make haste, my beloved, be as the gazelle, as the young stag, upon the mountains of spices.
我的良人啊，求你快来，就像小鹿，像羚羊，就是跑得非常快的，小鹿也好，羚羊也好，奔走的，就是愿你快来。
And make haste, my beloved, coming as fast as the young stag, as fast as the gazelle, may you come.
哎呀，启示录最后一章的第二节。
And also the second verse of the last chapter of Revelation.
证明这使得说事了，我必快来。以下那马上有一个回应，阿们，主耶稣啊，我愿你来，我愿你来。
He who testifies of this, saying, "Come, Lord, quickly." Even so, come, Lord, as the voice responding to it.
弟兄姊妹，不但我们是主的人，盼望主的再来。
Brothers and sisters, not only we who belong to the Lord hope for His coming.
我们看见罗马书刚弟兄给我们念的罗马书第八章，连所有的受造主、所有的万有都在那里等候主的再来。
But even the whole creation, just as our brother just read to us, the whole creation is eagerly waiting for the Lord's coming.
因为受造之物都活在虚空的底下，受造之物都在败坏瑕疵的底下，受造之物都在那里劳苦叹息。
Because all the creation was submitted under futility and under bondage, and they are groaning, they are sighing.
他们期望神的种子能够显现出来。
And in hope, they're waiting for the revealing of the sons of God.
所有的受造主都在那期望，我们有一天出来的时候，我们能够显现出来，显在荣耀的里面。
And all the creation was hoping that one day when the Lord comes, all the sons of God will be revealed in glory.
他们何等盼望脱离那个败坏的辖制，能够得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
Oh, how much they hope.For to be delivered from the bondage of corruption and into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Because today they're all laboring and they're all sighing.
弟兄姊妹，今天万民万国在盼望什么？
So brothers and sisters, what are all the nations, all the multitudes hoping for today?
连他们自己都不知道他们在盼望什么。
Even they themselves do not understand what they are hoping for.
他们所盼望的就是弥赛亚的第一次来和第二次来。
They are hoping for the first and the second coming of the Messiah.
他们所盼望的，心的深处所盼望的就是这个。
And the very depth of their heart, they are hoping for this.
但是他们被世界的神弄瞎了心眼。
However, their minds are blinded by the prince of this age.
他们并不知道他们心灵最盼望、最希望的就是主的那个弥赛亚的来。
They really do not understand the deepest longing in the very bottom of their heart is the coming of the Messiah.
刚刚哈该书我们念得很清楚。
And as Haggai said so clearly,
万军的耶和华说我要震动万国。
The Lord of hosts says, I will shake nations.
万国的珍宝都要运来。
And all the wealth of the nations will be brought over.
我就使我的殿满了荣耀。
And I will fill my temple with glory.
不错，按照字面来讲，这已经是得到了应验。
Literally, this has already been fulfilled.
我想在建殿的那个历史中，那个历史一段历史，我想今天我们没有时间交通了。
Now today I do not have time to share with you on the history of the temple building.
但是这段话更有属灵的一个意义，还包含在里头，就是指说那一个荣耀的王，就是弥赛亚必然来到。
However, to this passage, there is a spiritual meaning. That is, the glorious king will surely come.
这就是万国万民今天真正他们所羡慕的。
And this is the desire of all nations, all the peoples.
正像主耶稣在撒玛利亚对着撒玛利亚妇人第四章约翰福音对他说，你喝了这水还要再渴，唯有你喝我所赐的水，你就永远不渴。这个水要在你里面，这个像个活泉一样永远出来。
Just as what the Lord Jesus told the Mary woman, after you drink this water, you will be thirsty again. But if you drink the water I will give you, the water will become the fountain of water welling up into the everlasting life.
他没有得到基督以前，他里面永远是渴的。
Before the woman received Jesus Christ in her, she was always thirsty.
我们看见这个妇女已经有五个丈夫了。
And we see that this woman had five husbands already.
这个五个丈夫我们也可以这样的来解释，解读在人生的那个经的中间。
And we could somehow translate this five husbands, this woman into our life experiences.
今天每一个人在地上都有许多的丈夫。
Today everyone in this world has so many husbands.
这个女人已经有五个丈夫了。
Now this woman has five husbands.
今天每一个人的人生经历中间，我们都在那里找许多的丈夫。
Now today in each one of our life experiences, each one of us is looking for many, many husbands.
我们知道什么叫丈夫。
Now do we know what are called husbands?
我们知道在旧社会，丈夫就是你的依靠依赖。
You know, in the old days, in that kind of society, your husband is your reliance.
就是你的归属了。
And it's the very person that you belong to.
能够满足你的。
Who will satisfy you?
是你的依靠。
It's simply your dependence.
是你的皈依。
And it's whom you turn to.
这叫丈夫。
And this is called a husband.
今天人都在那里羡慕寻找这样一个丈夫。
So today people are always looking for and desiring husbands like this.
所以每个人一生有许多的丈夫。
Therefore each person in all his life has so many husbands.
我想大多数的丈夫就是追求名誉地位钱财享受，对不对？大多数的人都找这样的丈夫。
To most people, these husbands are wealth, fame, enjoyment.
但是你一辈子享受也好，你吃的最好的，穿的最好的，开的最好的，住的最好的。
But with all the enjoyment that you eat the best food, you live in the best house.
但是你要看见，并不能满足你。
You will still see that cannot satisfy you.
所以他就把这个丈夫又休掉了。
Therefore, you put away this husband.
又找一个另外一个丈夫。
And trying another one.
可能你的人生的观点就是比较高尚一点的。
Maybe you have a better viewpoint of life.
啊，你渴慕羡慕那些知识学问，对不对？
Then you would long for the intelligence, the knowledge, right?
哎呀，有些人研究西方的哲学，东方的哲学。
Some people would study so hard of the Eastern Western philosophy.
但是到最后你觉得不过如此，也不能满足你。
And to the end, you would say, well, this is it. That cannot satisfy you either.
还要另外找一个丈夫。
Therefore, you need to find another husband.
可能他的那种理想的主义更高的。
Maybe this person has a higher, better, ism in his
追求人, 追求人生的真善美。
He's pursuing the goodness, the beauty, the holiness of life.
有好的美德，有好的德行。
He has good character, good merit.
还有些人行善，有的是修身。
He does so many good work, he's trying to refine himself.
但最后他觉得也不能叫他得到满足，很苦的一件事。
And in the end, he's still not satisfied. What a wretched thing.
他又把这个丈夫休掉。
Therefore, he puts away this husband again.
最后他干脆不结婚了。
In the end, he remains single.
正像这个撒玛利亚妇女一样的，最后是同他同居了，不结婚了。
Just as the Samaritan woman who stayed with that man, they were not married.
干脆有许多人满足现状。
And a lot of people say, oh, I'm satisfied with the status quo.
不再去追求其他的。
I'm not pursuing any other thing.
但是你维持你的现状，能不能叫你里面真正能够得到依靠，得到满足安心呢？不能。
Now, even you maintain your present status quo, will that give you the true rest, satisfaction, and peace?
所以最后这个女人说，我没有丈夫。
So in the end, the woman said, I have no husband.
弟兄姊妹，这是人把心底最深处的这种不满足掩盖起来而已。
Brother and sister, this is how man simply cover up the deepest dissatisfaction in his heart.
我没有丈夫了。
I have no husband.
弟兄姊妹，今天很多人你问他你生活满意不满意，还这个比例还不错了，很多人说我很满意，很满足。
Brother and sisters, today if you ask people, are you satisfied with life? And the most people would say, yes, I'm satisfied. The percentage is rather high.
就像这个妇女一样，我现在没有丈夫了。
Just as the woman said, I have no husband right now.
但是心的深处是虚空的。
But in the very depth of your heart is void.
所以主耶稣对这个妇女说，你喝这水还要再渴。
Therefore,
你唯有喝我那个生命的水，你永远不渴，你就得到我。这是你所羡慕的，你得到了，你里面真正不再虚空。
So the Jesus said to the woman, if you drink this water, you will be thirsty again. You have to drink the water of life that I give you. If you get it, then you will have no other desire. You will be truly satisfied.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
基督就是我们的永生，就是我们的生命。
Christ is our life, is our everlasting life.
基督就是我们的亮光。
He is our light.
基督就是我们的道路。
He is our way.
基督就是我们的喜乐。
He is our joy.
基督就是我们的满足。
He is our satisfaction.
基督就是我们的平安。
He is our peace.
基督就是我们的安慰。
He is our counselor.
基督就是我们的盼望。
And He is our hope.
基督就是我们的能力。
He is our power.
基督就是我们的智慧。
He is our wisdom.
基督就是我们的圣洁。
He is our holiness.
基督就是我们的公义。
And He is our righteousness.
哎呀，所有的都在基督里。
All things are summed up in Christ.
他要成为我的父亲。
He's going to be my father.
他要成为我的兄弟。
My brother.
他要成为我们的良人。
My beloved.
他要成为我们的良师师老师。
Our master.
他要成为我们的测试 counselor.
He will become our counselor.
哎呀，他要成为我的救主。
My savior.
成为我的王。
My king.
成为我的中保。
My mediator.
成为我的祭司。
And my priest.
哎呀，你得到基督，你就满足了。
See, once you have the Christ, you're fully So, brother and sister, this is the desire of all nations, and He will come. Our Lord Jesus had come the first time. Now, before He came, so many people were longing for His coming. Now, if you read Luke chapter 1, Simeon.
他是在耶路撒冷的一个西面。
Now, this Simeon stayed in Jerusalem.
他有公义有见证。
He was righteous, he was devout.
圣灵在他的身上。
And Holy Spirit was upon him.
有一天他得到启示。
One day he received a revelation.
他知道他没有死的以前, 他要亲眼看见主所立的基督,
Messiah. He knew that before he see death, he himself would see the Messiah, the salvation that God has set up. And one day he was inspired by the Holy Spirit. He went into the Holy Spirit, the temple. And at that time, Mary and Joseph, holding the child Jesus, came to the temple to fulfill the custom of the law.
哎呀, 西面一看见,
And Simeon, upon seeing the child,
他就把这个小孩抱来,
he took him into his arms.
他就称颂这位神,
and he blessed his God.
他说神啊,
he said, God,
我赞美你,
I praise you.
现在你可以释放你的仆人,
Now you can release your bond servant to depart in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation.
外邦人的光,
the light of revelation to Gentiles, the glory of Israel, you people. Now you can set me free. Now I could go now. Because I have seen.
这是多少人在那里盼望那位弥赛亚必然来到，这是万国所盼望的。
The very Messiah, so many people are waiting and looking for, and the one has surely come.
但是好可惜，现在有多少人在那里羡慕这个羡慕那个，抓这个抓那个，他们不知道他们真正所羡慕，叫他们能满足的，就是这位弥赛亚。It's
quite a shame that today so many people are desiring this and that, trying to grasp this and that, but they do not know that the only Messiah is the desire of their heart.
不但羡慕弥赛亚的第一次来，万国都在羡慕弥赛亚的第二次再来。
Not only did all the nations of people desire the Lord's first coming, but they're also desiring for the Lord's second coming.
弟兄们看看这个世界,
Brothers and sisters, take a look at this world.
这个世界是越来越黑暗,
the world only goes darker and darker.
这个世界是越来越混乱,
the world only goes more chaotic.
这个世界是越来越动荡不安,
and it's become more and more turbulent.
这个世界是越来越败坏,
become more and more decaying.
这个世界是越来越危险,
and more and more dangerous.
这个世界是越来越可怕,
and more and more dreadful. More and more without hope. And more the natural disaster and human calamity increase.
危机是越来越多,
and the crisis simply abounds.
有谁能够解决这些危机?
Who can solve all these problems, crisis? Without hope.
人知道连不信的人都知道有一天世界要末日要来到。
Even the non-believers know that one day the end time would come.
我们都知道1957年在芝加哥一些科学家他们设计了个 Doomsday Clock.
In 1957, some scientists in Chicago devised the clock of the doomsday.
他们知道有一天末日要来到。
Because they knew one day the doomsday would come.
什么时候这个针呢？到了这个午夜十二点，那就是世界的末日。
Whenever the hand of the clock moves to 12, the midnight, and that's the end of the day.
从57年一直到现在，已经不动了前前后后19次。
From 1957 and till now, and the hand of the clock has moved.
前前后后
back and forth
他们就是根据这个整个世界的形式
has back and forth many times and this is based upon the political road map of the world
现在就是根据今天的核战争的危险
Today is the crisis of nuclear war.
还有恐怖主义的那个危机。
And also the terrorist threat.
还有地球的暖化，那就是这个 greenhouse effect。
And also based upon the greenhouse effect.
根据这些条件来报这个时钟前还是后，报这个正这个午正十二点。
Now, based upon all these situations, and they would try to set the hand of the clock back and forth until one day that will reach 12 at midnight.
我们知道三天以前，这个针是往前拨还是往后拨？弟兄姊妹，有人知道吗？
Now, brothers and sisters, do you know 3 days ago whether the hand of the clock moved forward or backward?
这是第二十次了。
And this is the 20th time the hand is moving.
你们知道吗？
Do you know?
都不知道，都不关心的。
Now you know this.
你们看报纸看什么？听新闻听什么
？What do you read in the newspaper?
有人知道。
What do you view in the news?
多少？哎，往后拨了一分钟。
本
来是五分钟。本来是五分钟到这个正午十二点，现在呢往后拨就是六，现在又慢了一分钟，就是六分钟了。
Now it was 5 minutes to 12. Now move backward, so that's 6 minutes to 12.
我们知道最近那十二点的是1953年，只有两分钟。
Now the closest call is in 1953. The clock's hand is only 2 minutes away from 12.
弟兄姊妹，你看见这个世上的人，不信的人知道有一天末日要临到人群啊。
So do you know that even the non-believers know in this world one day the doomsday, the end day would come?
这个世界还有什么盼望？
Is there any hope for this world?
我们还在羡慕抓什么东西？世上不信的人都知道啊。
What are we desiring? What are we grasping? Even the non-believers know the end time.
弟兄姊妹，你看看海地前几天的那个地震。
Brothers and sisters, take a look at the big earthquake in Haiti.
报纸上说就是末日的一个景象，末日的一个景象。
And the newspaper say this is one of the signs of the end time.
可怕。
It's terrifying.
整天做什么事？末日整天人在那里做什么事
？What do people do all the day in this end time?
就是搬尸体啊。
They simply move the corpses.
有一天，大的灾难要临到这个世界。
One day, the great tribulation will come to the world.
以前没有，以后也没有了。
As has never been, nor ever shall be.
若是不减少那个日子，凡属血气的人，没有一个可以得救的。
If the days are not shortened, then none of the flesh would be saved.
这个大灾难何等的可怕！
Oh, how dreadful this great tribulation is!
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
我们所等候的不是那个大灾难。
What we're hoping for is not that great tribulation.
万国所羡慕的是弥赛亚的第二次再来。
The desire of all nations is simply the Messiah's second coming.
末日是要来到。
Yes, the end day will come.
这是消极的。
But this is passively speaking.
必须要经过这个末日的大审判。
We have to go through the great judgment of end time.
但以理书第九章讲得很清楚，要把那些罪孽、罪恶、罪行全部的止住，全部的消灭，全部的干净。
Now, as Daniel chapter 9 says that to finish all the transgression, to make an end of sins, and to cleanse all the iniquities.
然后这个义就带进来。
And then to bring in the everlasting.
这时候我们要看见万有万物都要复兴起来。
And at this time we see all things, all creation will be revived.
我们看见基督要再来。
And we see Christ will come.
弥赛亚要来建立他的国度。
And Messiah will come to establish his kingdom.
他是和平的君。
He is the Prince of Peace.
只有他来，世界才能够平安。
Only when he comes, the world will have.
只有他来，能够彻底把所有的危机都能够解决。
Only when he comes, he will solve all the crises in the world.
这是其实是万国万民都在那里盼望的。
And this is exactly what all people, all nations are hoping.
所以诗篇第九十六篇是怎么讲的
？So as Psalm 96 says,
人在立邦中要说什么
？Let people say among nations.
耶和华作王，世界就坚定不得动摇。
The Lord reigns and the world is steadfastly established.
立光了万民，到这时候都要说耶和华来作王，世界就坚定不得动摇。他要用公平诚实来审判众民。
All the nations will say that the Lord reigns, and the world will be firmly established, and he will judge the nations and the peoples with righteousness and with faithfulness.
到那时候，天要欢喜快乐。
And the heavens will rejoice, the earth will be glad.
地要欢呼。
The earth will shout for joy.
海和其中所有充满的都要捧果。
The sea will roar with all its fullness.
天和全地和其中所有的都要欢呼。
The field and all that it contains will shout for joy.
树和森林都要在耶和华面前歌唱赞美。
And the trees of the forest will sing and songs before the Lord.
为什么?
Why?
因为他要来审判全地。
Because he will come to judge the whole earth.
他要公义审判这个世界。
He will judge the world with righteousness.
要用诚实来审判万民。
He will judge the peoples with faithfulness.
经过审判，这一列都出境了，我要建立弥赛亚的国度。
With the judgment, all the sins are cleansed, and I will establish the Messiah's kingdom.
弟兄姊妹，这就是弥赛亚万国所羡慕的必要来到。
Brother and sister, this is the Messiah, the desire of all nations, he will surely come.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，2010年是一个非常非常非常重要的一年。
Brother and sister, 2010 is such an extremely important year.
是个非常有意义的一年。
And with exceeding meaningness to it.
因为它与主的再来有密切密切的关系。
Because this is so closely related to the Lord's coming.
2010年所有的年份都不一样。
2010 is so different from any other year.
去年年底，有弟兄也有姊妹打电话给我。
Now, at the end of last year, some brothers and sisters called me.
他说，徐弟兄啊，我告诉你个好消息。
And they told me, Brother Xia, let me tell you good news.
我说，你有什么好消息告诉我？我是消息最灵通的一个人。
And I said, what good news could you tell me? I'm the one who is most quick on the news happening.
还有什么消息我不知道的？
Is there any news that I do not know?
我每天看报纸。
Because every day I read newspapers.
我每天看 TV。
And every day I watch TV.
但是我看的就是新闻。
However, all I watch is news.
我说注意的就是世界大事。
What I pay attention is the current event.
他说我有好消息告诉你。
And they say, oh, I have good news to tell you.
我倒要听听什么好消息。
So I'm interested in knowing it.
他说你知道啊，欧盟的主席选出来了。
And they say, do you know that the president of the European Union has appeared?
其实这个不是消息了，我早已经知道了。
Actually, this is not something new. I've known this all the time.
但是我不知道什么时候选出来的，这倒真的我不知道。
But I really did not know exactly the date that the president was elected.
我只知道2009年的12月底啊，他们将要选出一个主席来，他们整个宪法都要通过了。
I only knew that at the end of 2009, in December, they would elect a new president to ratify the whole constitution.
他告诉我。
And he told me.
欧盟的主席是比利时人。
And he told me that the president of the EU is from Belgium.
这倒我真的还不知道。
And which I did not know.
弟兄姊妹，这有什么可以高兴的？
Is there thing? Why is that we should be happy about this?
弟兄姊妹，我们听到这个消息，真应当高兴呐。
But brothers and sisters, as you hear this news, you should be happy.
为什么
？Why?
他不出来，我们没有办法主到底什么时候来。
Should this person not come out? There is no way for us to know when the Lord will come.
我们只能够假象的来算计主大概什么时候来。
We could imagine. Or estimate roughly when the Lord would come.
但是在2010年所计算的、所算计的都是绝对不正确的。
Before 2010, whatever the estimation was, that was incorrect.
我们知道，在这2010年有很多的神的仆人在那里预测主什么时候来。
And in 2010, there are many of God's servants are prophesying what day the Lord would come.
有些已经证明他们是绝对不对的，不正确的。
Some of their estimations have been proved deadly wrong.
比如说 Family Radio 的 Carol Camping， 我们都知道。
For example, Carol Camping from Family Radio.
他在好几年以前预测出什么时候来。
Now, many years ago, do you know when he said the Lord would come?
我知道他预测是2011年5月21日。
2011 and of May 21st.
就是明年的五月二十一日。
That is May 21st of next year.
啊，我前个礼拜我在车子上我看我这个车子上面的 sticker， 就是这个 inspection 的到期的这个 sticker。
And the other day I was sitting in my car looking at the inspection sticker. That's the time my inspection is due.
刚好是2011年5月份。
And that's in May 2011.
我就想起凯洛肯平，我说假如他的话是真的话，那我就不需要 inspection。
And then I recall what Harry Camping said, and I said, well, if what he says is true, then I don't have to have this car inspected.
但是我知道，绝对绝对绝对不可靠的。
But I know 100% absolutely what he says is true.
明年末日绝对不会来到，主耶稣弥赛亚绝对不会来到。
Because next year the Lord Jesus the Messiah would not come.
其实 Carol Camping 不是第一次的预测了，他最少这是第三次了。
Actually, this is not Harry Camping's first prophecy, and this is the third.
我不知道他这次又怎么来自圆其说了。
I don't know how he would explain all his calculations this time.
我们知道他是怎么算计的。
I don't know how he does the calculation to justify it.
不是没有道理，是有些道理。
It's not totally nonsense. There is some. This does make sense in certain part.
创世纪的第七章。
Now he based his calculation on Genesis 7.
就是在当时候，耶和华对挪亚说：“你要进到方舟里去。”
At the time when the Lord said to Noah, "Go into the ark."
他说：“你要带这个洁净的七公七母，不洁净的一公一母带到方舟里去。”
Now bring each seven animals, clean animals, male and female, and bring two unclean animals, male and female, into the ark.
然后耶和华对诺亚说，再过七天。
And the Lord said to Noah, in seven days.
我要把雨从天上降下来40昼夜，要把整个大地上面所有有生物的全部消灭掉。
Then I will send rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights to devour all the animals on the face of the world.
因为只有你是义的。
Because only you are righteous.
所以你一家可以在方舟里面得到保全。
Therefore, you and your household will be saved in the ark.
所以开路看病，他就根据这个七天，就是这个七天，他说一天等于一千年，也有根据彼得后书。那里讲到，我看一日如千年，千年如一日，所以这个七天就是七千年。
Therefore, Harry Camping said, one day is 1,000 years, as backed up by First Peter. The Lord sees a day as 1,000 years, 1,000 years as a day. So there are 77天。
这个七千年了。
There are，
就是从挪亚进到方舟，还有七千年。我们的主那个末日，主耶稣就要降临了。
77 years from Noah enter into the ark until the day the Lord Jesus Christ will come again.
不错，主的再来，主自己讲过了。
Yes, as our Lord said himself regarding his coming.
他说我的再来那个时间那个时辰没有人知道，天上的使者不知道，子也不知道，只有父知道。
As our Lord said, the day and the hour of my coming, nobody knows, not the angels in heaven, nor the Son, only my Father knows it.
挪亚的日子如何，人子降临的日子也是这样。
As the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man be.
当挪亚进到方舟去的时候，
As Noah entered into the ark,
洪水就忽然来到，把他们全部的淹没。
All of a sudden, the flood came and took them all away.
不错，人子来同挪亚这个时代是有密切的关系的。
So indeed, the coming of the Son of Man is so closely related to the ark, of the flood.
但是挪亚没有进方舟以前，挪亚根本就不知道的。
But before Noah entered the ark, he knew nothing.
虽然他知道有一天洪水要来。
Even he knew one day the flood would come.
在那时候连雨都没有看见过。
But at that time, not even raindrop could be seen.
怎么会有洪水来呢？
Where did the flood come about?
他不知道什么时候来到。
So he did not know when the flood would come.
主耶稣，这个人是没有人知道的。
Apart from the Lord Jesus, nobody knows it.
诺亚也不知道。
Nor did Noah
他一百二十年在那里造这个方舟。
So it took him 120 years to build this ark.
一面在那里传义道，叫人能够悔改。
On the one hand, he was preaching righteousness so people would repent.
但是一百二十年没有人相信诺亚的话。
But throughout the 120 years, none, not a single soul believed in him.
但是当诺亚一进到方舟
，But the moment he entered the ark,
耶和华对他说还有七天。
The Lord said to him, in 7 days,
洪水就要来打。
The flood would come.
在这以前，诺亚不知道，没有人知道洪水什么时候来。
However, before this, Noah didn't know when the flood would come, nor did anybody else.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可以解释为什么在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章，保罗又是你们应当知道的。
So, brothers and sisters, why is it Paul says so in 1 Thessalonians that you perfectly know it?
主来的日子不像宰一样的。
That the day of the Lord should not be as a thief.
对着那些不信的人是一个宰一样的来到，他们绝对不知道，像产妇这个惨难临到产妇一样，忽然的。
To the non-believers, this is the day as a thief in the night, as the labor pain all of a sudden coming to the pregnant woman.
主耶稣也曾经讲过，我来就像宰一样，有谁知道？若是知道家主就不能宰挖这个墙了，对不对？
And the Lord Jesus says that who would know that I would become if anybody knows about this, he would take heed, not allow somebody else to break in the house.
主耶稣自己说我来就像宰一样，不知道的你们，谁知道宰什么时候来会通知你吗？
And the Lord himself said I would come as a thief, would thief notify you when he comes?
主耶稣在马可福音曾经讲到我来了，或者是半夜或者是晚上，或者是半夜，或者是鸡叫，或者是早晨，我忽然来的，所以你们要谨慎，要谨守。
In Mark, our Lord Jesus says that I will come all of a sudden, whether at midnight, in the evening, or during the day as the hen crows, you have to be sober, be watchful.
所以一面说不知道，一面又给我们看见，其实你要对着我们来讲，我们应当知道。
So on the one hand, it seems that we do not know, but on the other hand, as 1 Thessalonians says, we should know.
你看启示录第三章，第三章，对。
Now read Revelation chapter 3.
圣灵对撒迪教会所讲的。
The word that the Holy Spirit spoke to the church of Sardis.
圣灵怎么讲？
How did the Holy Spirit say?
他说你们要回想你是怎么样听见的。
Remember how you have heard, how you have received,
并且你们要遵循
and keep it,
并要悔改
repent.
我说你们不遵循，我就不领导你们像宰一样。
If you do not watch, I will come to you as a thief.
我什么时候来到，你绝对不知道。
The day, the hour that I will come upon you, you will surely not know.
但是我们反过来讲。
But to reverse it,
假如你惊醒,
if you watch,
假如你悔改,
if you repent,
我来到你并不像宰一样, 我什么时候来到你必定知道, 对不对?
The Lord will not come as a thief, and as to what time the Lord will come, you will know.
假如你不惊醒, 你就不知道, 我来就像宰一样, 什么时候你绝对不知道。
However, if you're not watchful, I will come as a thief, the time you will not know.
假如你惊醒,
but if you're watchful,
你就知道我什么时候来。
You will know when I am coming.
弟兄姊妹没有矛盾啊。
Brothers and sisters, there is no contradiction.
我知道我讲这个很可能你们中间有弟兄说，根本我们不知道，你一定要说我们知道。
And as I share this with you, some of you would say, well, we should not know the day and the hour, but you're insisting on knowing the day and the hour.
主早就知道你们不知道，你非要讲知道。
The Lord says you do not know, but you insist on saying you know.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道。
But brother and sister, let us know.
弟兄们呐、
啊，
你们不是属黑夜的，属远暗的。
You're not of the night of darkness.
你们是白昼之子，你们是光明之子。
You're the sons of the light. You're the sons of day.
所以2010年对我们来讲是非常重要的。
Therefore, the year 2010 is extremely significant.
我再说，以前人说估计的、估猜的多，不正确的。
Let me say it again. All estimations of the day, the Lord's day, were inaccurate.
我们知道神重用的一个仆人牛顿，我们都知道。
We know, one servant that the Lord have highly used is Newton.
我知道他也已经预言到主的再来是2060年。
And he prophesied that the day of the Lord is in the year 2060.
我再说2010年以前，你不能来估计。
Let me say it again. Before 2010, there was no way for you to guess, to estimate.
2010年，
But the year 2010 is different.
我们刚刚看到启示录第十七章非常的清楚。
As we just read in Revelation 17, it's so clearly spelled out.
所以何等重要，那个欧盟的第一个主席显出来，这就是第七位。
So how important is the first revealing of the first president of the European Union, and this is the seventh.
这个第七位同第六位就是罗马的帝国的是非常有关系密切关系的。
And this the seventh and the sixth, which is the Roman Empire, is closely related.
因为我们知道在启示录第二章讲得很清楚。
Because as we know in Daniel chapter 2 says so clearly.
我们看见金银铜铁半铁半银的四个角子。
And we see the image of gold, silver, bronze, and iron, and partly iron, partly clay.
我们知道那个铁腿左的右边两个铁腿就是罗马，那时候前身是罗马帝国，后来变成了东欧和西欧，因为罗马后来分成两个东罗马和西罗马，最后呢，我们看见变成了东欧和西欧两个绝对不同的一个阵营。
Now the two legs of iron is it's Roman Empire, but eventually it evolved into the Western and Eastern Roman Empire, and in the end, it's today the Western and Eastern Europe. They are two totally opposite camps.
但是我们看见20年以前,
but 20 years ago,
那个柏林墙被推倒了,
the Berlin Wall fell.
20年了。
It's been 20 years.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这是个极大的一个神迹，你知道吗？
Brother and sister, this is a tremendous, marvelous miracle. Do you know?
怎么可能？
How could it be possible?
怎么可能一个共产政权会在一个晚上东欧全部的倒下去？
How could the communist polity, the mechanism in one night all of a sudden collapse?
我想这个时候就是耶和华的那个大能的膀臂把这个墙推倒。
And I believe this is the hand, the outstretched, mighty arm of God to push down the wall.
他是万邦万国的主宰。
He is the sovereign Lord of all nations.
他有大能大力。
He has great power and might.
他在天上地上
In heaven, on earth, in the sea.
在地的深处。
In the depth of the sea.
都是随着自己的旨意在那里行事。
He does all things according to the counsel of Israel.
没有人可以拦阻阻挡他的旨意。
Nobody can oppose and withhold his counsel.
他的预言必定要应验。
His prophecies will for sure be fulfilled.
我们看见四个角质,
and now we see the
temple,
partly clay, partly iron.
那就是罗马帝国的复兴。
And that's the revival of the Roman Empire.
我们知道, 这个最近报纸这个社论，这个一月份的一个社论。
We know there is editorial in a newspaper this year.
讲到这个世界前面还是很多的未知数，很多的不确定。
In it says that before this January, there were so many unknown variables and factors.
没有人可以预测的。
So nobody could prophesy anything.
所以有些人说，今年开始这个经济已经到了谷底了，开始复兴了。
And some people say now the economy has hit the bottom this year. It's about to go going north.
但是有些经济的专家他说，这完全是 sugar high，这个就是完全是个晚应。
And some economists say this is a totally a sugar
high.
High.
这个我也不知道是什么意思。 Sugar high 的意思就是一个妄想的这个晚应。
It's like a mirage, you know, your wishful thinking.
这个很多的未知数还在那里。
So many unknown variables still exist.
这个变数很多啊。
So many variables you don't know.
但是社论讲到有一点，其中他提到一点。
But in this general editorial, it says one thing out of all the points.
是可以肯定的，是正面的。
It's positive and it could be confirmed.
是一个大的进步。
And that's a great improvement.
这是什么?
What is this?
就是欧盟的宪法已经执行了。
That is, the Constitution of the European Union is now executed.
它是一个什么条约叫里斯本。
And it's called Lisbon Treaty.
什么叫里斯本你知道吗?
Brother and sister, do you know what is called Lisbon?
哎呀,欧盟二十年,他们虽然成立了欧盟,一直在那里,你想二十几个国家要统一的意见,真是不容易啊。所以二十年,你争我夺的,一直到今天才通过,不容易啊。
You know what a difficult job this is for the European country, which is composed of 20 strong countries. All this time, all these 20 years, they were fighting with each other, wrangling, trying to contend with power. Now they come to this constitution.
你看半天半夜的，你和天那个合在一起是不容易的。
So you see, as it is so difficult for clay and iron to be mixed together.
但是终于神的定规时间到了。
But according to God's timetable, according to God's predestination, time is up.
里斯本的条约通过了，执行了，总统选出来了。
This Lisbon Treaty is ratified and the president was elected.
弟兄姊妹，你知道什么叫里斯本条约吗？
Brother and sister, do you know what is this Lisbon Treaty?
我也不知道。
I don't know it either.
但是我知道的，这就是罗马，前身就是罗马公约。
But what I know of it, this is the copy of the Republic of Empire, Roman Empire.
罗马，哎呀，非常重要，你知道。这一千多年以前那个罗马帝国有多强大你知道吗
Do you know how strong the Roman Empire was a thousand years ago?
罗马帝国的政权那时候把欧亚非很多的国家都统合在一起了
With his great power, he just mustered all the three great powers in Africa, Europe, and Asia together into one.
他有强大的军事力量他有强大的经济力量所以那时候有一句话说条条道路通罗马。
And with such a strong and mighty military and economic power, that's why people say all roads lead to Rome.
我们知道罗马帝国当时的那个 capital, 那时候的首都就是等于全世界的首都啊那时候。
So the capital of the Roman Empire in those days is just the capital of the whole world.
所以当时的罗马帝国可以把整个欧亚非都统合起来整合起来了。
That's why the Roman Empire was able to muster all the countries in Africa, Asia, and Europe into one.
所以这篇受论说，今天最积极的一方面，最进步的一方面，就是欧洲可以整个整合起来，统一起来了。
So the according to the editorial, what's the greatest stride that this year has made is the unification of the whole European countries.
弟兄姊妹，不但如此。
Brothers and sisters, not only so,
欧盟有一天要变为全世界经济最大的一个体系。
The European Union one day will evolve into the greatest, the most powerful economic unity.
罗马帝国要复兴。
Because the Roman Empire will be revived.
主耶稣也曾经讲过，你们看见无花果树和各样的树凡能长叶的时候，你们就知道我来的日子近了，就在门口了。
As the Lord Jesus says, as you see the fig tree and all the other trees are budding, you know that I am at the door, the day is coming.
不但是无花果树，各样的树是指着什么？指着罗马帝国的那个复兴。
So not only the fig tree, but all other trees, which are the revivaling of all the Roman Empire.
所以好几个月上，去年上半年，我不知道同济有没有交通过，有一篇社论讲到，我们这个世界是不是需要另外一个罗马帝国，一个新的罗马帝国？
I don't know if I share this with you, but last year in the upper part of the year, there was an editorial that says, do we need a new Roman Empire?
他的结论说我们不需要了。
And the conclusion is, we do not need it.
只要美国和中国能够合作起来，补长，取长补短，整个世界就能够统一起来，整合起来。
And it says that as long as the States and China could work together, complementing each other, helping each other on their strengths and overcoming the shortcomings, and the whole world will be unified.
但是我告诉你，根据圣经的语言。
But let me tell you, according to the biblical prophecy,
那个罗马帝国一定要需要复兴起来。
That Roman Empire has to be revived.
才能把世界整个整合起来。
So that the whole world will be mustered unified into one.
所以去年有一个经济学的一个大师，就是日本人，叫大和什么演绎，他预测2020年欧盟要成为全世界金融最强大的一个国家，美国是第二，中国是第三。2020年。
Now, year 2020, as one financial master, one economist predicted that European Union will become the most powerful, the most mighty economic entity in the world, and U.S. is the second, and China is the third one.
弟兄姊妹，你去算一算，2020年。
Brothers and sisters, make your own calculation in the year of 2020.
我们知道今年欧盟第七位王出来了。
Now we know today the seventh king that from the EU has already appeared.
根据他们的宪法是五年。
Now according to their constitution, the presidency lasts 5 years.
这位下去。
After it's gone,
第八位要上来。
The eighth would come up.
第八位要上来。
The eighth would show up now.
那时候是几年份？2014或者15年。
That would be 2014 or 15.
最后的一切就开始了。
And then the last week of 7 years would start.
一切置办。
In the middle of this last week.
敌基督要用许多的人定盟约。
The Antichrist would make covenant with many people.
到那时候，以色列的圣殿要重新建造。
In those days, the Israel's holy temple will be built again.
但是呢，只有三年半。
But it only lasts 3.5 years.
这个三年半，撒旦把他所有的超自然的能力给了这位敌基督。
And during these 3.5 years, Satan would bestow all his supernatural power to Antichrist.
所以这个敌基督不得了啊，他能够行大圣的大奇事啊。
So this Antichrist is just something marvelous. He's able to perform great signs and miracles.
能够把世界所有的问题都解决。
He's able to solve all the world issues.
所有的危机都摆平了。
And defuse all the crises.
所以提撒罗尼迦前书第五章说，你们正在说平安平安的时候，平安平安的时候，这就是这个三年半。
Now, that's exactly what the First Thessalonians said. Everybody is saying peace and safety, peace and safety. That is 3.5 years of tribulation.
这个三年半过了以后，他就不准犹太人献祭，停止他们所有的祭祀，就是当初的那一个，我没有时间通体用这些交通。
Now, after 3.5 years, the Antichrist would stop all the sacrifices, stop all the feasts.
这就是、
and I don't have time to share with you further on.
这就是在主前一千大概600年左右的那一个叙利亚王，就是北方王，那时候北方王、南方王一直在那征战埃及和叙利亚，那就是希腊的后来分为四个国家嘛，后来最后成两个，两个就在那征战，最后呢成了叙利亚，有一个王叫安提亚克伊比菲尼，安提亚克伊比菲尼，那就是叙利亚王，当时候一切在主前150年到60年左右，希腊的。
And that's the time the Assyrian king, Antiochus Epiphany, that, when he appeared, it's about 15 or 1600 BC. That's after all the conflict and wars in that country, the king of the south and the king of the north, and this is when he appeared.
我们知道他不准犹太人献祭，他在这个圣殿里面糟蹋这个圣殿，把猪血撒在这个圣殿，把猪头放在祭坛上面，要去犹太人来跪拜。
And he would trample the holy temple. He would put the swine's blood, the swine's head on the altar, and he would not allow all the Jews come to worship.
并且不准他们过任何的节期。
And he would not allow them to observe any feast either.
所以他是敌基督的一个影子。
Therefore, he is a shadow of the Antichrist.
这后来我们知道，这个犹太人中间有一个民族英勇，叫什么？他起来同他征战，结果把他打败了。
And then we see that at that time, a Jewish hero rose up and he fought with the king.
Maccabi, 他叫 Maccabi.
Maccabi, and then he prevailed against him.
所以你就看见这个敌基督。就是第八位王，他到前三年很好，后三年他的面目就暴露出来了。
Now you see this eighth king is Antichrist. For the first 3.5 years, he was doing fine. He's doing fine, but for the last three and a half years, he will show his true skin.
弟兄姊妹，所以你算一算。
So brothers and sisters,
第七位王，假如五年的话，那就是到2014年或者2015年，然后敌基督出来。还有七年的时间。
So make your own calculation. So that will the beginning of tribulation would be around 2014 and 15, and then another 7 years of great tribulation.
弟兄姊妹，主什么时候来
？So brothers and sisters, when will our Lord come?
算一算，
Do your own calculation.
什么时候来
？When？
二零几年？二零一五加七年。
2015 plus 7, 2022.
啊，这
这
世界的末日。
And that's the end of the world.
二零一五年加七年，二零。
2022.
很快啊，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我是相信当这个基督出来的时候、
so、
一切都是平安的时候，你就看见那一个末日时钟不是到一分钟，要到54分钟，要回头54分钟，就一切都平安了。
So the Antichrist appears at the time everything is peace and safety.And I suppose that the clock of the end time would move backward to 54.
54, 对，弟兄姊妹，十二年的，当然里面还有变数，我再说。
Of course, brothers and sisters, there are many other factors, variables involved.
为什么？
Why?
因为宪法能够改变，欧盟的宪法、里斯本条约可以改变。
Because the constitution, the Lisbon Treaty could be changed.
总统很可能会再延长五年，也不知道。第七位可能再延长五位，我们不知道。
Who knows? Maybe the presidency time would be extended for another 5 years. We don't know.
或者缩短二年半，也不知道。
Or the presidency time would be short term, would be shortened to 2.5 years. We don't know.
那这个时间就更短了。
And then the time would become shorter.
弟兄姊妹，不管怎样。
But brothers and sisters, regardless.
主来的日子已经在眼前了。
Regardless of all this, the day of the Lord is coming right before your eyes.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我听到这个消息，一面是很高兴。
So beloved, when I heard about this news, on the one hand, I was very happy.
一面我很不高兴。
On the other hand, I was extremely unhappy.
为什么
？Why?
还有十二年呢。
There is another 12 years.
我2000年对弟兄姊妹说，大概十几年主要来了。
In 2001, I said this to you already, in 10 plus years the Lord would come.
十几年过了，还有十几年。
Now, 10 plus years have already passed, there is another 10 plus years.
哎呀，我以前对弟兄姊妹说，我所以不满目的就是说我很有可能可以活作被提的。
And I mentioned this to you, that the reason I haven't purchased any tomb yet is because I feel there's a good chance for me to be raptured. Because when I said this, I was 77 years, and according to my calculation, I was probably 80 plus years old.
80几岁还有很可能能够等候主的再来。
So I just hope for me to wait for the Lord's coming.
但是现在呢？
But now,
还有十二年呢。
Gonna be another 12 years.
我一算大概是92、93了。
So I would be 92 or 93 years old.
所以我想我考虑要去买一块墓地。
So I'm thinking of buying a burial lot now.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters, the days is near.
我们再不能浪费我们的时间了。
Let us not waste our time anymore.
我今天没有时间同弟兄姊妹交通我们怎么来预备迎接我们的主。
Now today I do not have time to share with you on preparing ourselves to meet him.
我想今天这个题目这是第一讲。
So this is just the first session of my theme.
我再说我们没有时间浪费了。
Now let me say it again. We have no time to waste.
以弗所第五章说。
Ephesians 5 as we read.
你们要谨慎。
Walk circumspectly.
不要做愚昧人，要做智慧的人。
Not as fools, but as wise.
要爱惜光阴。
Redeem your time, for the days are evil.
你们不要做糊涂人，要明白神的旨意。
Do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
弟兄姊妹，万物皆绝境了。
Beloved, all that the end of the whole things is at hand.
我们不要再绕圈子了。
Let's not circle around anymore.
生命记第二章说。耶和华对摩西说：“你们不要再绕这个山的日子已经够了，你们要转向北去。”
As the Lord said to Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 2, that do not circle around the mountain anymore, turn north and go ahead.
North is 迦南地。
North is the land of Canaan.
我想我们已经绕了多少的圈子在这个世界。
How many circles we have been making in this world?
我想没有在时间绕了。
There is no more time for us to make circles.
我们要往前走。
Let's forge ahead.
我们低头祷告。
Your head bowed, let's pray.
主啊，我们敬拜你，我们赞美你。
Lord, we worship and praise you.
我们知道黑夜已深，白昼将近。
We know that the night is far spent and the day is at hand.
我们应该睡醒的时候了。
It's high time to wake out of sleep.
主啊，我们是应当警醒的时候了。
Oh Lord, it's the time for us to be sober.
因为我们得救比初信的时候更近了。
Because our salvation is nearer than when we first believed.
黑夜已深，白昼将近。
The night is far spent and the day is at hand.
让我们脱去暧昧的行为，带上光明的兵器。
Let's cast off all the works of darkness and put on the armor of night.
行事为人，我们要谨慎。
And let's be sober as we walk.
我们要披戴基督，不为肉体安排，去放纵自己的情欲。
Let's put on Jesus Christ and do not gratify the flesh, make provision for its lust.
主，世界和世上的事都要过去，唯有遵循你旨意的人，我们永远长存。
Oh Lord, the world and the things in the world will soon pass away, but only he who does your will abide forever.
愿这些话再次的激励我们，提醒我们。
Oh, may these words once again encourage us and stir us up.
主，让我们能够预备。
So that we will prepare ourselves.
我们能够毫无玷污、无可指责、安然的建筑。
So that we will be found at peace without any spot or blemish.
主，我们求你帮助我们。
Oh Lord, help us.
用你的爱来牵引我们。
Oh, draw us near to you with your love.
主，愿你的爱吸引我们。
May your love draw us.
主，我们能够紧紧地跟随我们的主。
So that we could follow closely our Lord.
主，让我们预备。
Oh Lord, help us to prepare ourselves.
求你怜悯我们。
Oh, have mercy on us.
怜悯你的教会。
Have mercy on your church.
复兴你的工作在这些年间。
Oh, revive your work in these years.
复兴你的百姓在这些年间。
Revive your people in these years.
主，让我们的心转向你，你就转向我们。
Lord, turn our hearts towards you and you toward us.
愿这些话存留在我们的心中。
May these words abide in our hearts.
我们将祈求祷告，祈求仰望，是因耶稣基督的名。
We ask and hope in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
对不起，今天晚了一点。
Excuse me, it's kind of late today.